Crystal Palace say they'll consider offers to buy the club from Libyan leader Colonel Gaddafi, but it's not going down too well with fans. Here's Newsbeat's Catherine Burns.
Yeah, I'm here outside the ticket office at Selhurst Park, and like you'd expect on a Monday lunchtime off-season, it's dead quiet around here, but there's been loads of talk over the weekend. Palace chairman Simon Jordan told the papers he'd heard Colonel Gaddafi and his son were interested in buying the club and that he'd listen to any offers they made. And a rich new boss could be just what Palace need. They've been promoted to the Premiership, but they're favourites to slide right back down. And before I came here, I spoke to Gordon Law. He edits a Palace fans website.
A lot of fans see Chelsea supporters who are loving it, and potentially Palace could match that. Palace could be a top 10 club in the world with Gaddafi's billions. There's no doubt about that.
OK, so far, so Roman Abramovich. But the Libyan leader isn't your average rich businessman, and terrorists from his country were behind the Lockerbie bombing. That killed 270 people.
I'm disgusted with the way Gaddafi's being linked with Palace. We do not want his money. It's bloodstained. It's unethical. We'd rather do without.
But all this isn't as mad as it sounds. Gaddafi already owns a share of Juventus, and his son signed for Perugia, even if he did only manage 15 minutes of first team action before failing a drugs test. But no official offer has been made, and fans here reckon it's going to come to nothing.